A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, June 26th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are, of course, talking about the deadline for vendors to relocate from the Central Business District or CBD.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out on 909 a.m. and shortwave frequencies 4930, 15460 and 15455 kilohertz.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
This eviction, what it means literally is that we are going to die. Because evicting us from the streets means our livelihoods would have stopped from that moment. Our livelihoods emanate from the day-to-day sales we make in the streets.
Once again, thanks for joining us. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And of course, the government says that there is no going back on today's deadline for so-called illegal vendors, this according to the government, to relocate from urban streets and pavements to designated sites being set up in various parts of Harare and other towns. And of course, the vendors are saying, especially in Harare, they will stay put because the so-called sites are not adequate. Kips.
And today, Studio 7 spoke to Bulawayo Mayor Thabani Moyo, who said they've actually requested an extension from the government so that they be given time to relocate those vendors. But he said, Blessing, that the problem is there is no space right now that is in the peripheries of the CBD. So it may take time for them to be relocated.
Onguka amadzadiwa nasi tinauti tinge tichinzwa kubva kwamuri kunzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana dzenyika muchitukudza kuti zviri kufamba sei muri kuonawo sei danho rehurumende rekuti vanhu vari kutengesa mumugwagwa vange vachibva inyaya yaunza kusawirirana pakati pevanhu vakawanda munyika vamwe vari kuti aiwa vari kutengesa zvinhu zvacho vanenge vati one day vakutokanganisawo vamwe vemabhizimisi kuita basa asi vamwe vachiti aiwa zvavari kuita zviri nani pane kuti vanhu vaende kunoba Gibbs.
Ihambe zulu kandaba lingalinjani kunangapo lapha elikhona thina hayi siyaphila ngapha ngelo Blessing siyalicela ukuthi lisifonele khona manje sixoxeni ngakhona okwenzakala ezitaladini siyakwazi ukuthi ke uhulumende bethe abantu kumele besuke ezitaladini lamhlanje. Kodwa ke abaningi abathengisa ezitaladini bathi lokho akungeke kwenzakala inkomo ingazala umuntu ngoba soze besuke kuze kulungiswe kubonakala ukuthi kambe kuyangaphi konke lokho. Ye sikhuluma nje ke khonangale Harare Blessing bakhona bathi khona ukuthi basuswe kuzathatha ke ukuthi kusetshenziswe amakhubi inkalakatha ukuze kugetshwe imigwaqo yokuthi badlule khona. So ke bathi amapolisa wona lawa okuthi aza cela ukuthi abasuse balakho ukuthi bakhangelane lawo bathi asambeni 50-50. Mm-hmm. For it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Of course, Gibbs, the World Bank estimates that there's an estimated 5.6 million people who are surviving on this informal sector that also includes vending in Zimbabwe. This is because all economic indicators in the country are headed south. Unemployment is estimated to be hovering around 90%. But the government claims it is about only 10%. Gibbs, I think we have our first
I think that's guest. The mayor.
Is this Mr. Michael Test? Okay, that's the Mutare mayor. That is Mr. Tatenda Namarare. Mr. Namarare, good evening. We are doing great, and thank you for joining us. Tell us briefly, how is the situation like in Mutare?
Oh, general, the situation in Mutare is very calm at the present moment.
Mm-hmm.
We are not experiencing much challenges in terms of business at the present moment.
Mm-hmm.
What we are actually doing is council,
preventing
the possible designated areas. We are going to relocate the vendors to the new places.
Now, is it the duty of the government to actually force these people to leave, or it is the duty of the council to actually take action on this issue?
Initially, in Mutare, we had embarked on that exercise to relocate the vendors. We had engaged the vendors before the government was put in place. So basically, we just continued with the arrangement that we had started on this council.
There's this deadline by midnight today. People, according to the government, must have relocated. Are you able to beat the deadline, or you are going to extend the time so that you can build some structures for the vendors?
Unfortunately, we cannot meet the deadline because there is resources needed to renovate the areas in many areas. For instance, we need to put up breaking facilities. We need to certain planning regulations within the city, so we cannot be able to meet the deadline tonight.
And do you know the exact number of vendors in Mutare?
Unfortunately, the vendors' numbers are increasing on a daily basis. So most everyone is in the vendor now.
Wow.
Yeah, we are calling up the mayor where Tolopo, the Mutare, lapa a blessing. Mnumzana ke unanbari. Uthi kona okuhluphayo ukuthi abantu bangena esitalatini insuku zonke ngoba kula msebenzi kodwa bayazama ukuthi labo bezama ukulungisa lapho abantu bangahanjiswa khona kodwa uthi kuyahlupha sibili. So ngeke ngimbuze-ke lapho-ke umeya ukuthi Mr. Mayor, do you think that you'll have a specific date in which you are going to have, let's say, some legal stalls in the peripheries of the CBD?
Well, I think you just put it there around mid-July.
Why are you putting that kind of deadline?
Yeah, because of the rate at which we are moving at the moment. I don't think we'll be able to finish everything that we are doing by end of June. But I think around mid-July we would have completed everything.
Do we have the funds to actually embark on this kind of thing?
We are actually using the little resources that we have to carry out this exercise.
Regati kubvunze mvunzo mwe chete muchiramba muri parunhare vanamarare tichiti hurumende iri kuti pakupera kwezuva nhasi vanhu vanofanira kunge vabva mugwagwa imi magadzirira here kuita izvi kwamutare sekanzuro
kwamutare tagara tatigadzirira nyaya yekuti tiise mavendors panzvimbo dzakakodzera hurumende isati yatipa mutongo wekuti vanhu vanofanira kubuda muma pazuva ranhasi but hationi tichibudisa kuti tibudise vanhu mumastriti pazuva ranhasi nekuti pasine zvakawanda zvichiuda kuti zviitwe
saka mungati munotarisira kuti munhu wese anenge aenda kunzvimbo dzamurida kuvaendesa riini chaizvo
angari chitipa mwedzi wajuly
mwedzi wajuly
pakati pemwedzi wajuly.
Aiwa, tinotenda vanamarare rambai zvenyu muri parunhare. Gibbs, I think we have our second guest.
Our second guest is Ms. Deborah Mukasa of the Zimbabwe Chamber of Informal Economy Associations. Ms. Mukasa, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, sir.
Thank you so much. Tell us, what is happening today in Bulawayo?
Well, ko Bulawayo namhlanje sibe nama meetings ahlukeneyo ade sikhulumisana nama vendors sizwa imbono yabo ukuthi bona bathini ngakho. So sibe le meeting igocela ama students, igocela ema residents, igocela futhi nabathengisi abazithengisa abathengisayo ama vendors. So babe lempono emihle ethiyeneyo plus futhi bese lo ku councilor ka ward 1 adesinayi. So imbono yangona abaphumela yonye ukuthi bona kabasoze bephume emgwaqweni i-government izibanike izindawo kumbe ni council ebanika izindawo. Njalo kuphume imbono yokuthi i-council yona ngokwayo i-council staff ibihamba ibhoda iba register ibabhala ithatha le mbono yokuthi bona bafisa ukuthi bethengisele nga.
Yes, yazo kakhulu ke. So what Ms. Mukasa is saying, Blessing, is that they had a meeting today with some stakeholders that included students, residents, and vendors, of course. And she says the meeting was attended by one councillor. Yeah, I think that is Mr. Malandu Ngobe. So he says the resolution was made in which they said, you know, they will not leave the streets until the government finds or the council finds alternative stalls for them. And at the same time, she says that, you know, the council officials that attended the meeting were actually writing down names of those people that need help. I think that's the way to go, maybe.
Of course, we are covering the whole country, Gibbs, because there's always a tendency to focus on what is happening in Harare. But it's a problem everywhere in Chinoy, as you heard from our correspondent there. We have the mayor of Mutare, that is Mr. Tatenda Namarare, talking to us about what is happening in the Eastern Highlands. You have a caller.
Yes, ngile khona lapha ke South Africa. Siyabona ukuthi la khona ngale ke Jozi kungazana abantu kuyabahlupa kakhulu lokhu. Silomnumzana ke ube kuthemba usecingweni. Baba bekuthemba kunjani? Yeah, mphilile. Ngicela ukuthi usode le phone yakho ube suvala iradio yakho xa seduze. Yeah, sondela sibili usikuzwe mnumzana. Yeah.
All right. Mina bengingathanda ukuphawula kancane ngendaba yalabo abantu abathengisa estrategy. Ukuthi okokuqala yona i-government mayithi bephume laphana abathengisa khona ngoba imisebenzi ivele ingekho ingakwalisi nokuthi bakhele amathuba emisebenzi iyabe isithi abantu bephile
nayo
ngoba khonokho lokho kungagcina sokubangela ubugebengu elizweni ngoba abantu into abaziphilisa ngayo yikho ukuthengisa khona ngaphana ngoba siyabona ukuthi amafirma avala ama-industrial avala okwesibili bona into esingathola ukuthi basenzele nagesi ukuthi babahlalise ngeboda ngoba ungakhangela phambi kwe-T_M ayifanafana uma uhamba ngoludekunastrit akubahambeki nako khona laphana abantu bakhonga ukuhlala badile indawo yonke abana-oda so bona banikeze abantu endawo ezi-right ezokuthi bathengisele khona bengathi besitope babanikeze amastend a-right endawo ezi-right bahlale ngeboda ukwenzele abantu bakwanise ukuhamba
so ke kodwa ubona ngazani ke bangakhithwa ezitaladini baba bekuthemba kuyahamba njani kodwa
ngibona ngathi mina kuzoba yiproblem kakhulu kipsi ngoba abantu abaziphilisa ngakho khona lokho kuzoba yiproblem ngoba kuzobangela ukuthi abantu bagcine sebesenza ukugebenga sebegqekeza ezindlini zabantu ngokunye okuningi ngoba ungabele kungagqekakisa abantu abaselizweni khona laphana olmost half baphila ngakho ukuthi banenze kuthengisele ezitaladini abanye bakwamanye amazwe e-South Africa kuthi so i-government mayisithi nabona babakhona bengakhoni ukuthi bethengise ngibona ngathi mina kuzoba inkinga enkulu kakhulu.
Ye siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mnumzana bekuthemba sibongele kakhulu kulapho ke eJozi.
Okay,
yeah, so according to Bekuthemba, he says it's not fair to remove these people from, you know, the streets. Because at the end of the day, they will turn into criminals, you know, and he says that won't be too good. And he says councils should actually demarcate certain places for these people. He says when you walk along certain streets, you can't even walk for a meter, you know, because people are congested.
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the government's deadline for vendors in the city's CBDs to relocate to designated areas. Right now, we want to go to Chinoy. Rigatende Chinoy, kuna mkoma Mishek Nyawema. Vano tenge samgwa kwa hiko kuchinoy. Magadi mkoma Mishek.
Ndofara zvokuti makadini?
Aiwa tiri nani kuri sei kwa gwaya gwaya uko?
Kwa gwaya gwaya kuri nani?
Tiudze kuti zviri kufamba sei kanzuru yakuwandira iwo pekutengesera zvinhu zvenyu here? Zvakamira sei muchinoi?
chinoima kama kuti dambudziko rega nekuti kanzuru yainyepedzera kutaunga irida kuti wanisa pekutengesera iyo isina zvibve kutengesera yapedzera yatozopedzera pakuti sheota ino wandira vanhu kuti kana kwakunaya vowanda mvura vari imomomomo vazoputswa pekugarira chinzi vanhu ngavawaniswe nzvimbo dzekunge vachitengesera vari nekudaro papedzera paakuitika horo kunzi achapinda imomo ndaanani mushedhi imomo vamwe vachipinda musiri mushedhi padhuze nepamatoilet papublic toilet yemutown but mushedhi imomo maita dambudziko rokuti ndiana achapinda imomo vaonekwa pakunzi pazoitika horo kunzi pane vamwe vanhu vaonekwa vachibhadhira mari pano umwe munhu wokukanzura anoiomuti jaki aziye kuti ndeupi ari kunzi apiwa mari dzekunzi awanise vanhu dzivapinde mushedhi imomo.
Saka mungati makawanda zvakadii vanhu vanotengesa mugwagwa uchinoi?
Vanhu tosvika kuma 500 but nzvimbo yavanaya itombokwana vanhu vandarika 300 or 150.
Hei, saka mucha hapana muri kubhadhara here mutero kukanzuro? Zvinofamba sei?
Kanzuro payakamboti garisa yakatitobhadhara mutero but kubva ipapo hapana payakamboya ichiti vanhu bhadharai mutero. Vanhu vaingotengesa madiro.
Zvii zvinenge zvichitengeswa mumugwagwa yemuchinoi mukoma misheke?
Mugwagwa emuchinoi munotengeswa mabhero, mishonga yemapete, mishonga yemakonzo nezvakangodarodaro, machichi, zvinhu zvakangodaro zvamazuvano zvakangochipa chipa zvemachina zvi.
Oho, aiwa tinotenda. Saka muri kupa kurudziro yekuti kudii? Nekuti kazviri kunzi panopera zuva ranhasi munofanira kunge mabva mumugwagwa. Muri kuti kudii kuhurumende?
Isu tiri kuti kuhurumende ka sezvataita muno muchinoi takomplaya tikabva mustreet. Tikaenda kunzvimbo yavati varoda kutipa pataenda kunzvimbo yekutaona wekuti tikazvi ndisina kururama zvokuti vanhu vasiri kutarisaridzirwa vange vari ikokoko mushedhi imomo macho ishedhi diki rikwana vanhu vasingakudarike 50 almost 30 people vanofanira kunge vari mushedhi iyoyo but it seems kuti the selection process yetinoda kushandiswa ipa ndeyehuori.
Aiwa tinokutendai zvikuru mukoma Mishek nekupinda muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Tinotenda. Of course you heard from Mishek is selling his wares in Chinoy. He's saying in Chinoy they did comply, but unfortunately the area that the council is moving them to is not adequate. He's saying it can accommodate maybe just 100 people, and he estimates that there are about 500 vendors, so that is a problem.
Sizweke umnumzana Moyo use Botswana lapha. Baba Moyo kunjani?
Oh siyabonga Phethi.
Yey banjani abantwana?
Hayi baphila ba.
Yey akusitele ngamafitshane khona phe eBotswana nxa abantu bedengisa ezidaladini baphonga ukuthi tshakalala nje.
Hayi kuthena phela imisebenzi ikhona la. Ngoba bekhona but hayi imisebenzi iminingi la.
So loko udengisa ezidaladini kungani kulutshwane ba?
Yebo khona kulutshwana but baningi abantu badengisa ezidaladini. Ithena bakithi abavela khona ngapho bagcwele lapho bathengisa ezitaradeni.
So babepong ukuthengisa nje besabalele indawo yonke?
Ye, abasabalele idorobho lonke leli.
Ababotshwa yini?
Hayi 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 ababotshwa kuthi abathine kuphela mbona bebeklini izinto zabo lapho basuke khona betshayisa bathina kusiba kuhle nje akulalutho oluhluphayo.
Lapha sikhuluma nge-Cameroon kumbe i-Francis Town?
Wena lapha e-Francis Town nje.
Ah, ntshophela. Ye, akutshophela ngalokho okwenzakala ekhaya ungathini?
Okwenzakala ekhaya kubhodikisi. Kufana nomthathatha. Anti umthathatha uvele ukuya kanye ngomnyaka. Umthathatha ma usikhona ubona ngembuzi ikhula.
Kakhulu.
Ye, uzabona ukuthi ubangula everyday. Ezinye ziyabona amangqina lawo ngoba ziyazidikile ngomthathatha. Manje kokwenzakala ezweni lakithi make gijimisa amavoti abanye babevunda emhlane abanye bethayo abenza njani ye sizalinika imisebenzi akusakwaniseki futhi sevotele hayi right sesilivotele yenzanini imisebenzi akusela msebenzi umthathatha phela lo akusela mbuzi engadizini emsini njalo nawo ngekwanyathela meva njengoba sekwena sekwenzakala kanje
kunjalo
yikho iko kwenzakalayo khona lapha elizweni lakithi eZimbabwe. Ipromise yakhona zifana nje nomthathatha kuphela. Kana manje abantu sebezicabangela impilo abangaziphilisa ngayo. Nangana umama okamongameli sibili athembisa abantu ukuthi bathengise everybody noma ngaphi lapho bathanda khona. Namhlanje ithule zi.
Bakhulume lutho.
Asazwakali ngithene kuzwakali ukuthi hayi yini engathi abantu kubayenze njalo. Izenzele. Ngoba wenzani kwakungumthathatha wawuvuthiwe. Sekuphele la ukufuna abantu befuna bethaye bebulawe. Mina ndibona ngani singabe ngcono njengoba bebethembisile i-2 million lemsebenzi. La masotha abantu bafuna ukuthi bazaxotha abantu ngawo. Bathatha amatraka lawo hambe konke emareserva la abantu bahlupheka. Bebabutha bezosithengisa khona lapha edorobheni njengoba imisebenzi phela abantu bawuvula nje.
Yebo,
ye ihambe nje amatraka amasotha la empty nje hambe butha kumbe emaphandleni la bezifake eHarare edorobheni ukuthi abantu beziphilise. Yi-2 million leyo. Yi-2 million leyo abayitshoyo le.
Ye, so ngiyakunika 10 seconds ukuqeda
baba.
Aha.
Ngiyabonga baba.
Hayi uchayile kakhulu moyo sibongile phela ungasikhohlwa he.
Ye. Ye, hayi 2 million kabaqoqa abantu bebuye bezothengisa.
Ye, emoyo wa.
Ngicela ukuhlukumeza abantu kwasibusisi ba.
Hayi Nkosi Busisi sibongile kakhulu bele mpela vike enhle moyo.
Niyabe nayo Nkosi yami.
Okay, bye bye.
Nkosi.
Yeah, so Mr. Moyo is in Francistown. He says there are so many Zimbabweans selling on the streets in Francistown, you know.
Wow.
And he says those people are not being arrested.
Mm-hmm.
They are only asked to clean around and, you know, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So he says the problem is with the politicians.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever they want votes, they always tell people to do certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Like he claims that there were promises that were made by some politicians with respect to of saying
mm-hmm.
people must go onto the streets, sell whatever they want, and then at the end of the day, they'll cater for their needs.
Mm-hmm.
But that is nothing as an outcome.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And then when it comes to you know, jobs, mm-hmm. he says, where are the 2 million jobs that were promised by the ZANU-PF party?
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah?
I think we have our another guest, that mm-hmm. is Councillor Sheila Nkomo Musonda. Councillor Musonda, good evening.
Yeah, well, Chola Jan.
Is it Chola Mama? Yeah, Chola Jan. Yeah, I was telling people about it. Gambe, Uhamba Jan, Kulampoge, Etropo, and Lagoblawa. That's the thing. I'm going to go to the Stalatin. Where's the Galan Lamchanj? Where's the Galan Lamchanj? Because I'm going to go to the Stalatin Basuge. Uhamba Jan, I'm going to go to the
Ubanka zange ngiyele ngile workshop azange mphumele nge workshop yabantwana le ndaba yokuthi le workshop yabantwana enakha.
Mhm. Ye kodwa ngombono wakho sibili ungathini? Eh kumele abantu laba kwenziweni ngabo.
Awathi baba kumele bathengise kathi andama sector avalwa.
Mhm.
Ama sector avalwa abantu bayahlupheka izithembiso ezithengiswa abantu. Nxa befuna ukuvotela babathembisa lokhu lalokhu kodwa kungaze kwenzakala bekhuluma into ezingayisizo. Amasektara avaliwe, imisebenzi kayisekho, izulu kalini, akulakudla. Abantu ukuthi baziphilise yikuthi bathengise, badingelwe izindawo zokuthi bathengise. Khonokho babe bekutholile. Omatamatisi, ompita, ukuthi bathengise abantu bathole imali zokubhadala amarenti lapha abahlala khona zokubhadalela abantwana i-school fees.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu mama, ungayikatshani ubambe khonapho ucingo. So she says, you know, vendors should continue selling whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only source of income. You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Rigati dzokere kuna vanemarara vanovayo namarare vanovayo meya kwa mutaro uku tichibvunza kuti meya muri kushanda sei nehurumende paurongwa uhu muri kutika imi muri kuda nguva yekuti mugadzirise zvinhu izvi hurumende iri kuzvinzwisisa here izvozvo
chirikuitika mukomavhuresi ndechekuti sesiti of mutare takanga katitagara tine programu yedu sekanzu nekuti tiise vanhu madezi related areas Then hurumende yakazopindirawo yakuisa ine ultimatum yavo yavakaisa. Asi kuti kuti hurumende iri kushanda zvedu tichigara nebazi rehurumende government through office ya official administrator. Asi sekambi kuti tikuenderera mberi neurongwa hwedu hwetanga takagadzira sekandi. Kuti tichapinde paurongwa hurumende hadisi kuchakwanisa kuti timitire zvezvavari kuda nekuti zviri kudiwapo zvakati wanda uye zvekanzuro hatikwani kuti timite pane zvinhu zvavari kuda.
Aiwa, tinotenda rambai zvenyu makabata parunhare. Regai titore mumwe muteereri wedu ari kusouth africa uko, mukoma Brian Gora. Makadii mukoma Brian?
Ndinofara. Makadii ikoko iko?
Aiwa, kunoti rinani. Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Ndichikuona ini pfungwa dzangu ndakuona sehurumende yedu isingade kuona chinyatsoraranidza vanhu ndekuti tinotora muenzaniso uya we murambatsvina kuti zvinhu zvakanga zvakagadzirwa nevanhu vachizvigadzirira pasina bato riri kutungamirira nezvematongerwo enyika kana chii. Hurumende haina kufara naizvozvo. Ndokubva wapaza ndokusvivakazve zvavakaamini ndokutinomedzera vanhu kuti chigara apo chigara apo. Mukatarira zvinhu zvakapazwa nezvinhu zvakazovakwa panzvimbo dzimwe chete izvozvo utototi vanhu vakapazirwa zvinhu zviri wete zvakaiza. Saka izvozvo vanhu pavari kuungana vachibva kumamisha vachiuya kuzoungana vachiti muharare mamukabasa maronda remamukabasa mamupere mamukabasa rekunotengesa havasi kuzvi izvozvo ndekuti vari kuona kuti vakapindirwa izvozvo izvo. Kusimba kwemapata anobikisa aya kunobva kwanyanya kuenda mberi ndekuti vakapfigirwa mumadhorobha ivo vanhu vavaona kuti takatorasirwa. Saka havada kuedza kudzinga vanhu mumadhorobha umu kuti vadzokere kumamisha vagonoitwa zvavanoti vaita ziya kana takuenda kumaelections i-2018 iri kugadzirirwa iyo. Ndo pfungwa dzedu izvozvo idzo.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Brian.
Mazita.
Of course, Brian is likening this to the now infamous Operation Murambatsvina, where people were driven from the cities by the government and forced to go back to the raw areas. He's saying it's the same thing. Government is, the ruling ZANU-PF party, of course, is preparing for the 2018 election. So it wants to flush out potential opposition supporters. Gibbs.
Yeah, Nkosazana Mukasa, uzenjani kunoko kulinywe ubaba lo otsanda ukukhuluma uthi kwanzani lokungu njenge Operation Murambatsvina kuyahambelana kumbe
kuyafanana sibili baba ngoba lapha igovernment ikhanye ngathi ilwa lama-vendors kayili lokuthi ibone ukuthi ama-vendors lawa athola imisebenzi. So thina sithi njengama-vendors kabalungisisane bona kodwa phezulu as igovernment kutholakale imisebenzi abantu besusho kuhle vele umuntu engangena emsebenzini like khathesi sikhangelo lokuthi kuyaqambi ambona ukuthi kulo muntu ophonga ufisa ukuya kuma-estradeni njengomkando nje but ufisa umiswa zokuthi i-situation ezinzini. Ngiyabonga uCouncillor Mhlonza oyimizwile ekhuluma ukhulume exactly i-situation esebantwini ukuthi abantu basestradeni ngokuthi ngokuswela ma i-government inganika imisebenzi abantu ambona ukuthi i-pressure ingaba khona ibe nene njalo sesesiconsider futhi lakhona lokho ukuthi i-city council ithi ifuna ukwenza ubulawayo ebuyele ku-city of kings. Uyabuyela ku-city of kings njani abantu vele bengekho emsebenzini? Kakubuyelwa ku-city of kings abantu sebesemsebenzini bevuka besiya emandastri ozuphwa amabhasi lana ebuyele ethwale abantu kathesi kule congestion even nako ku-transport sector abantu bathatha izimota bethengisela kizo izimota zankhona ngoba akunamsebenzi. So i-government yiyo elomlando.
Ye bamba khonapho ntombi endala ungayikhatshana sizathi sesiphenduka sixoxe lawe futhi ungayikhatshana.
And I think we have Mr. Promise Mkhwananzi. Please Mr. Mkhwananzi do stay on the line. Va nemarara namarare tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Of course, I think we have Deborah Mukasa and Councillor Msonda. Please do stay on the line. Our radio listeners, we are streaming live. Go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying stay tuned.